It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show. Happy Monday, everybody. Today is June 10th, 2024. And we have a million planets in Gemini right now. It's a little, I don't know, how's everybody feeling, you know, with all this energy in Gemini? I know I've experienced a lot of, like, I'm an air sign, so I'm used to being up in my head. You know, I'm an Aquarian, but it's been a little extra for the past couple of days. Definitely a little OCD going on in my world. Oh God! Now we got the phone ringing. First we couldn't get on air, and now we got people calling. I've definitely heard that from a lot of clients, that there's been a little bit of that obsessive behavior going on, where the mind just won't shut off, and you know, we're making mental trouble for ourselves. I definitely can understand that for sure. So I had a great weekend. I hope that everybody had a great weekend. It was a nice, relaxing weekend. I had a lot of fun. I laughed a lot. And it's Monday, and it's time to get back into the grind of things for sure. So this morning I woke up and I had this mental to-do list going off in my head of things that I definitely had to get done, deadline today, deadline by tomorrow morning at a certain time. And then I had some deadlines for Friday. I gave myself a mental list, and then I asked my son, Jonathan, to write it all down for me. We have to get all of this done by today, this tomorrow, and all of this by Friday. And he's like, okay. I'm like, bust my chops over it. I definitely have to have somebody who holds me accountable for my to-do list, because I am a big procrastinator. I get the energy. I'm a double fire sign. I have Sag Moon, Sag Rising. I get the energy to make all these lists and get all excited about it. And then I could just kind of tomorrow not feel any excitement towards the list and not care. So I definitely need to be held accountable. That's for sure. Know thyself. If you need somebody to keep you on point, then do that. But today's show, we are talking about, we're continuing the conversation in a different way, but we're continuing it. Today we're talking about, I saw this post and I loved it. It says, when you stop looking at people as humans and start seeing them as only energy, your whole perspective changes. And this is kind of along the lines of what we've been talking about for the past, I want to say month and a half. You know, we started out with that series where we were talking about living life symbolically. And this is kind of a spinoff of another way of saying to live your life symbolically, right? I just love that. And I thought, you know, I know it sounds impersonable to look at people as energy, you know, because our human side can really say, well, yeah, am I going to look at my children as energy? Am I going to only look at my best friend or my husband or my wife? Or, you know, it could sound a little impersonable to the ego, to the humanness, our human side. The soul only wants to look at people through energy. But our human side feels a little like, oh, that sounds detached and it sounds cold, right? I'll agree, it does sound that way. But I will say this, I have learned over the years. I remember, you know, a decade ago, really starting to learn to live life through a symbolic lens, looking at the lessons of life rather than placing blame or getting caught up in the story or the dream, as the Course in Miracles would say. When I started out on that journey in a big way and really started understanding it, I did come to this crossroad where I felt really weird about looking at certain situations and people and just deriving what the energy was speaking to me about. And in other words, We could say it that way, or we could say looking at life symbolically. It was difficult because it felt, like I said a moment ago, it felt really impersonable. Like, really, this is what I'm going to reduce my life to, that these people are just players in my game of life. These people are just actors in my play or my movie. And it just felt super impersonal. But for a while, I did force myself to align to that, type of ideology. And there was nothing wrong with that. I leaned more towards looking at life through a symbolic lens and living my life via my soul more than I did my my humanness. And I know it was purposeful because I had to nurture that side of me for a while. But cut to about 2 years ago, I came to this other realization that you're not supposed to lean heavy on either side, right? You know how all spiritual teachers will tell us that, life is balance. The scales, we have to balance life, and we have to really be in tune with the soulful side of ourselves, looking at life through a symbolic lens, the looking at life through the energy that circumstances bring us. But we also have to embrace the humanness that we're living here. And I think a lot of people get really spun up in that because they don't realize, they think that they have to be robots and just live via the symbolic way, live via the soul, and forget about their humanness. But then I did that for a while. I did. And believe me, I don't regret it, because it had its rhyme and it had its reasons. Nothing is ever for nothing. And it taught me much. But I only really started to experience a lot of peace in my life when I really embraced those both of those sides of me in equal parts, really just enjoying the human experience and not being mad at myself for blame, or if I had to blame something, or I was upset about something, or I went off about something. I wasn't shaming myself that I wasn't able to be spiritual enough or look at the symbolic reason of it. I was embracing my humanness. And when I started to embrace my humanness as a whole and my soul as a whole, all at the same time, is when life really started getting interesting for me. Because we're both. We're living on a planet of duality, and we're here in human bodies to have the experience of both, and not to push one away, and not to, put ourselves on this strict diet of being, ever so soulful and always, looking at the bright side of life. And yeah, I mean, it ultimately is a good thing to look at the bright side of life, but to allow ourselves to have our humanness and to be flawed and to make mistakes and to be able to embrace that. It's funny because I was having a conversation with somebody this weekend, and we were talking about, like, flaws, or I don't know. Like, th this person said to me, like, I've seen people, like, call you out on certain things that they might be considered as flaws, or say something to you. And you always smile and laugh. Like, you take things so, you take them well. Like, you don't snap up at people. Like, you laugh and say, yeah, yeah, I definitely tend to do that. Or, yeah, that's definitely part of my personality. Or, and I laughed and I said, your superpower in this lifetime, which I've realized, is to name the things. This is shadow work 101 right here. When we're in a spot where we know that we're being triggered up, or somebody could say something to us that will totally send us to another planet, right? Which triggers us, we get angry, or we get upset, or I'm not that, when you hear yourself saying that. The superpower that I have uncovered, like, it's like a spiritual secret, is to really embrace everything that I would consider a flaw within myself, right? We're all flawed. None of us are perfect, right? But in the human mind. I mean, everything is as it should be, everything. But it's like when you embrace the darkness and your pieces of yourself that are broken, when you know that, I have a difficult time with this, I might, I might have a little OCD. Let's use that as an example. I know a lot of folks that are dealing with that heavily right now. And like I said, I'm an air sign, so I could get a little in my head at times. So I have a little idea of what that's like, not on a grand scale. But I know that can be difficult when you get in your head. But let's just use that as an example. So if you have obsessive thoughts, or you're the kind of person who obsesses over certain things, you have a little OCD, maybe you're you clean obsessively, like you, I wish I did, but that's not one of mine. And people are kind of making fun of you and saying, oh my God, look at her house. She straightens the pictures on the walls, everything is perfect, and people are making fun of you. Sometimes that could be hurtful, right? But once you own that part of you that says, I'm okay with that, like you can laugh about it and joke with it with your friends and say, yeah, that's who I am. I'm just super organized, and I'm, I clean a lot, and I obsess over cleanliness. And once you start to own those parts of yourself, they don't own you anymore. And it actually starts to dissipate in a way that is balanced and more healthy. So that's why I say it's like we want to view people as energy for a very good reason, but we also want to hold that part of us that says, that's so sterile. That's so like, oh, like these people are important in my life, and you want me to just move them into a place where I'm just viewing them as energy. But it's very helpful to do it. It's okay to embrace that human side of yourself and be okay with those thoughts. But to view everybody as energy, we can put them into all these different categories of like, all right, so I have this friend at work that represents this energy. This friend at work is so fun and so alive and has all this money and is, really successful, and I get alive when I'm with this person, right? And I love going out with this person, and we laugh and we have so much fun, and they've just got such a handle on their finances, whatever. I'm just, throwing this out there as an example. It's like, understand, like view the energy. Like, what is the universe trying to tell you by you being involved or getting lit up by this energy of this person? Like, okay, the universe is putting in front of me what I would like to, the energy I'd like to move into, to be in that type of energy that this person is in. And it's actually good practice to hang out with people like that, right? But it could go, really, to the opposite, and you could be hanging around somebody, let's just say that, there's somebody in your life who's got some really droopy, low energy that is constantly complaining. Let's use that because a lot of people are plagued with the complaining bug, right? And you're spun up in it. Let's look at the energy of this person and what the energy, read the energy. What is that energy that that person is residing in that you have become a match for? What is the universe? What is the universe telling me by being in this energy? Derive what you can from the energy of, oh, maybe I don't realize, but I'm up in my head complaining a lot, right? Maybe I don't realize that, or maybe I am over tolerant of things like this, and I have to learn to pull my energy back and not give to this situation. But that's all that means is reading the room, reading the energy, because everybody who comes along in our lives, there is a message that is there for all of us. Nobody is in your life without there being a message. You're always going to align to something that lives in the body that needs your attention. So we have things that we need to work on, but we don't necessarily realize that it resides in us, right? So it's like, I always tell people that you don't manifest from your affirmations, although I love affirmations and they definitely do help. But really, where we're manifesting from is our core vibration. And sometimes we don't realize what is in our core vibration. And that's how we figure it out. We start to look at the players that are on the field, right? Who's playing the soccer game with us, and not to jump up and blame ourselves or be shameful of that, oh my God, this resides in me, because we're everything. We really are, right? And at some point in time, I definitely was a person who complains an awful lot. And at some point in time, I'm sure I was heavy and toxic on other people, as well as all of you. It's part of our humanness, and it's part of us sifting through things. And am I going to be somebody who's complaining and toxic to other people again? Probably. You too. At some point in time, it might last for a day, it might last for a week, but we are always, that's why I always say to people, when you feel like an old behavior or an old pattern coming up, don't beat yourself up for it. It's just a chance to level up. It's a chance to look at what's coming from the body and what needs to have an upgrade, right? I always say, if you're going back to a lesson and you're falling in the mud over it and you're getting mad at yourself, don't take the long way around. Look at it with eyes that say, all right, I need to level up in this arena. And it happened to me the other day. I got hit with this energy, something that I saw, and it just jerked my body back into a place that I did not want to be in. And instead of beating myself up over it, I just naturally allowed myself to feel those feelings and to feel, okay, I'm visiting this sore spot for a reason, and I'm not going to reject it. I'm not going to push it down, and I'm not going to shame myself. I'm visiting it for a reason. All right, guys, when we come back, we'll talk in more detail about this. I'm going to be taking your questions in the chat room. So get in the chat room and ask your questions. I'm going to throw some cards for you. You're listening to 1-2 Radio. We're going to take a music break, and I will be right back. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio. And we are talking about viewing our life circumstances and people that are in our lives, viewing the energy of it and looking at it on an energetic way, looking at it in an energetic way to grab the lesson. It's just another way of looking at life symbolically. And it's interesting because I was just sitting here reading through your comments, and I was also just sitting here, you know, thinking, and, you know, what else do Aquarians do but get up in their heads? And I was thinking about what this kind of measure, what this practice of looking at things energetically and living life symbolically, like what it, you know, it actually looks like and what it does for us and, you know, what it feels like in the moment while it's happening. Because I was at a party last weekend, and this past Friday I was, you know, with some girlfriends hanging out and, you know, sitting in the jacuzzi and, you know, just chit-chatting. And it always occurs to me during these times when, especially when I hang around with, I don't want to call them my regular friends, but I really do want to call them my regular friends. Because I have a whole slew of, you know, people that do what I do for a living and my spiritual friends. And I've surrounded myself with those type of people, you know, who I truly am a lot in life for over the past decade. You know, that really was my only choice of friends. And I don't know if it was purposeful or it was just whatever, but in the lately, I have just quote unquote regular friends, which sounds so weird to say, that aren't really into the spiritual practice and things that, you know, I participate in every day, which I really kind of love. I really do. And it's like, I sit back sometimes when I'm with these friends and I just really enjoy living in that place of my humanness. Like I could just, I don't have to think about all these other things. And I'm just, you know, nobody's looking at me for the answers for much, you know, cause that's an occupational hazard when, you know, you people know what you do for a living. And especially when you hang out with your spiritual friends, you know, you're constantly reading each other and reading into the energy and what's happening here. And, you know, and I love, believe me, there's no part of me that isn't in love with all of that, because I, after all these years being involved in this, I could never not. I wake up every morning looking forward to helping someone and, you know, basking in everything spiritual, because it's who I am at my core, right? But I also love to just be in that place where I'm hanging out with, I'm going to say it again, my regular friends who don't have much to do with this world. And it just feels peaceful. And it helps me stay grounded in my humanness and that human side of me. But I'm getting off on a tangent here. But I noticed when I was at the party last weekend, when I was hanging out with my friends this Friday night, and it's like, I can see, I can be involved in all the storylines that we all have in our humanness, right? We're in that storyline of these, you know, navigating and moving through these, you know, things that we have, these obstacles that we have to get over. And I'm witnessing that. And I'm witnessing at the same time my enjoyment to be in it with them, right? It's not toxic in any way. It's, I mean, some of it, a little bit of it might have been a little, but not really, you know. And it's just, I don't know, is it toxic or is it not toxic? I don't know, because I'm just so accepting of it. And I'm looking at their spiritual lesson, because of course that's going to pop into my head being a shadow teacher and what I do for a living, and just really having the utmost empathy and looking at this person and viewing them in both ways, you know. And that's what happens as a result of looking at people through energy, and then also kind of putting myself into this and understanding why these lovely people have entered my life. And A lot of it is really for, I have no problem embracing the soulful side of myself and everything spiritual and angel numbers and tarot card, all that stuff and messages from the universe and all that fun stuff like that is, that's not a problem for me. But I think what the universe was trying to tell me was that, don't forget about your human side, right? And that's where I need to level up in that part of my life is to, put down those other things at times, not completely, but to just really embrace and enjoy the ride of the messiness of being a human, the messiness of it, the flaws and, the beauty. I mean, because there's so much beauty in our humanness, there's pain, there's pleasure, there's beauty, and there's ugly things as well, but all of them are perfect and it's all part of our human experience. And I think that's what my spiritual takeaway from that is. And I'm sure that there's much more and it's much more there's a lot more details that go in with but into my newfound friends. But also I'm just enjoying it. I'm just enjoying the ride and really just embracing all of who I am. And I think that that's what looking at your life through symbolic lens and looking at your, because even though just because you look at things through this, the symbolism of it, and what am I supposed to be getting here, it doesn't exempt you from that human side of yourself and having to experience some of these things, right? It might at that point, and usually does, start to accelerate and you start jumping timelines, as I've talked about before. We jump timelines when we get the spiritual sense of it. When we look at the broader picture of it and we do the shadow work and understand why certain people are in our lives and we release blame and we jump out of the dream. We jump out of that false place that we've been living in. And that's I mean, that's huge. It's tremendous. And then it's this dance that we have to perform where once you start looking at life symbolically and why do I, why aren't I happy at my job? Or why do I keep jumping from job to job? And why does my body, keep getting sick? Or why, all that stuff, no shaming ourselves over it, right? We fall asleep into that storyline of what we create because it's a natural result, right? It's like it's and once we start to wake up, we can't go back to sleep. We just keep getting glimpses of the reality of why things are taking place. And that's such a beautiful place because once we move into that spot, we can balance the both of them. I'm never asking you as a spiritual teacher to live in one and not the other. Some people are totally asleep at the wheel, right? They're just in their humanness. They don't believe any of this stuff. And that's fine because those players out in the world are supposed to be there. They're strategically placed. We're not supposed to be on any mission to try to change anybody, right? I mean, look at how hard it is to change yourself. Could you imagine trying to change somebody else? I'll raise my hand and say I've tried to do that a few times, right? Oh, I know better, right? And no, that's some people are meant to be asleep at the wheel for the whole of their lives, and that is something that is really not our business, right? It's we have to trust that the universe is all knowing and knows what it's doing, and maybe it's teaching us, maybe those people are strategically placed in our lives. So it's teaching us to mind our own business and to know that everything is in divine order, right? I also had a conversation with somebody this week who, a client of mine, who was saying that they were complaining about something that their husband was doing or not doing. I don't remember exactly what it was. And just, listen, everybody needs a witness sometimes to their pain, right? And once she was finished, I said to her, let me offer you this. How hard is it to change yourself? Imagine trying to change somebody else. This has been going on for 20 years, right? So you're not like it's time to, raise your white flag and surrender because you're never changing anybody else, right? And it's only what people don't realize and what took me a long time to realize is accepting people for who they are is the best thing that you can do for your soul, your body, mind, and soul. Because the energy that you exert in getting angry at the way that people behave is bar none horrible. Like, we have enough energy in our bodies to light up New York City at any given time. You start out with that bank in the morning. You want to keep that energy alive in your body for the things that you need to do. You don't want to waste them on complaining about something somebody's doing. So, it's also a projection, right? Because the thing is that I know for myself, I come in and out of this because I'm dual. I'm human and I'm soul, right? So I'm both. I'm having a human experience. I'm not looking to get rid of my humanness, right? I know for myself that if I'm not in a great place and I'm residing in a low energy frequency, or I'm down on myself, I am going to feel like I want to pick on things on the outside, right? So if you find yourself picking and very opinionated about what people are doing, how people are behaving, or just blaming all of your energy that is not so great on outside circumstances. Excuse me, oh, this happened, and then this happened, and then, and then you just have this whole storyline of all these things that are happening to you and that are responsible for your life being shitty at that moment, then you know you're projecting. You know you're projecting. Sometimes we're just observing, and you could tell the difference between observing something and projecting something. And how you do that is, if you're projecting, you're getting angry. You're picking on someone. You're criticizing someone. You're criticizing a situation. You're blaming the outside. You're trying to hold your boss responsible, your spouse responsible, your children responsible. If my child would just behave this way, I would be much better off. That's when you know you're projecting, right? But when you're observing, you're just saying, I don't know, look at this, look at this shit show, and laugh and like, I'm not getting involved in that, or just not putting your energy in it. That's when you know you're observing, right? So, it's important to recognize that, but not shame yourself for it, right? So, I told her, I said, listen, I said, the fact of the matter is that we're never changing anybody. So we're either going to, and I think Eckhart Tolle always says this in a lot of his books. I've read most of his books, that we are, if we're in a situation that's not pleasing and it's setting our central nervous system on fire, and what this person, the way this person is behaving is, just knocking us off center, you have a few choices. And your choices are, you either accept their behavior, you accept them for who they are, without judgment. This is who this person is, and I'm sure they have a slew of reasons as to why they are this way. And maybe you want to go through some of those reasons in your mind to get your body to calm down and to release judgment. You accept them for who they are. You accept the situation for what it is, or you get out of Dodge. You leave, right? And a lot of times, we're in situations where we can't leave. But we, so that's why acceptance isn't saying, I agree with the way that this person behaves, or I agree with this certain situation. It just means that we're not going to allow it to control us. It's raising the white flag and saying, I surrender, because I have no power over this situation. I only have power over myself. So I'm going to accept it, right? I mean, if it doesn't have power over you and you accept it, it winds up changing anyway. Or you wind up just getting knocked out of there. But if you absolutely can't accept a situation and it's got you to the point where you're just, completely frustrated and there's no other way out for you, maybe sometimes it's time for you to remove yourself from that situation if it's at all possible. But that's a practice that I try to teach people, because you can go on. I've gone on for years trying to change a situation that was not meant for me to change, not meant for me to put my energy into it. And the moment that I just accepted it for what it was, I got clarity. And the clarity was, get up and go. Right? Sometimes we're not, we're gonna stay because we've changed our perspective on it, and the whole storyline changes, but sometimes we're gonna get up and go. I can't specifically speak to your situation because we'd have to do a reading, but that's what happens. And so I say, if you feel like you're being kept hostage in some situation, remember those words. acceptance or, remove yourself, because like Eckhart Tolle would say, all else is madness, because then you stay engulfed in the dream. And it's actually not really a great dream. It's kind of nightmarish, right? And then we just keep building our lives upon that nightmare, and things just keep getting worse and worse. Yeah, for sure. All right, let me jump into the chat room and see if I can see if you guys were asking any questions. Hang on one second. Let me get back to Facebook if that's possible. Yes, it's possible. All right, let's see. Hang on, guys. Let's see what we got here. Hey, Maureen, how are you? Nice to see you. Hi, Quelly. Wonderful to see you. Pamela is here. Hi, Renee. Wonderful to see you. Hi, Elizabeth. Hey, John. Hi, Sandy. Hi, Chelly. Seeking guidance about my career, looking to move back into the sporting industry, but open to whatever spirit guides me to. Okay, let me throw a card for you, honey. I think I know the answer already, but it's always fun to throw cards, right? So the cards are saying, like, yeah, it's time to move on to something different, but you're definitely aligned with that message that's coming from, like, you're being guided. But the spirit world is also saying, like, you really need to get structured. You need to get structured in your mind about where you're going. And you don't have to make up your mind completely, but just kind of, I feel like you're giving mixed signals to the universe right now. So feel into it and look into it. Like, going back into the sporting industry, is that something that lights you up? Is that something that really makes you smile? Is that something that you really want to focus, you have a passion for and want to focus your energy into? And if the answer is yes, then move forward with it. It's the universe wants you to be sure about where you're heading, right? Okay, let's see if I got any more questions here. All right. Let me look at Sandy. I think there's a question from Sandy here. Let's see, Sandy. Yeah, so we get the moon in reverse. So it's like you're really caught up in the dream right now, right? You're really concentrated on the circumstances in a way that you're creating a lot of reality around it. So yeah, I definitely think your health is going to improve, and I think that you'll be able to stay at that job, but I feel like something different will come along in a couple of months. It's like a natural evolution. But just anything that, I don't know, because that job doesn't, it feels kind of razory to me. It feels like sharp. So it's like you have to, if you're going back there, just be in full acceptance of what it is, right? And have your voice, Sandy. Like, I feel like you need to, definitely have a voice, but you got to look at it symbolically. Like, you really have to go symbolic on it, Sandy. But yeah, something different is going to pop up because your energy starts to change, so go in there with full acceptance of, I'm going to be here for now, and I know something amazing is going to pop up later on. So I'm just, I'm here passing the time and learning what I can, and having a voice for myself, sticking up for myself. And I'm going to, move past this part of this lesson in my life, because I feel like this is such a huge lesson for you to go within and not allow outside circumstances to control you. Like, in other words, this is perfect. It's a perfect example, Sandy, of what we're talking about, is to read the energy. What is this energy telling me? If I'm in a situation where I have to change some things about the way that I'm viewing my job or the people that I work with. The work is on me. I can't change other people. I could keep changing my jobs, but that's never, I'm going to keep running into the same people because I feel like that's a pattern. So you have to concentrate on self and what do I have to do so I could stop attracting in this annoying situation. Sandy, I'm with you on that, honey, because I did that for many, many years. And when I finally got it, it was probably the most amazing thing that ever happened to me. So put it back onto self and say, what is the energy telling me? What do I have to do? What do I have to do to change the energy? Is it just accepting, like, oh, this is my job for now. It pays my bills, and I'm getting opportunities to speak my truth and to stand up for myself, and not blame the outside. So if somebody is doing something that's displeasing to me in the 3D world, obviously it looks like this person is a jackass, but the universe is really telling me that I need to have a voice and stick up for myself, in a nice, calm manner. Okay. I hope that helps, Sandy. All right. Let's see. Let me try to refresh this page and see if I see anything else in the last 3 minutes I could help you guys with. Let's see. Most recent comments. Let's look at that. Yeah. Yes, honey. Okay, sweetheart. All right, Sandy. I'm glad that that helped. Just try to look at things, sweetheart, and like, look at the energy of it. What is the energy of this situation bringing to me? Do I have to stand up for myself? Do I have to not just keep quiet when something is not right? I'm not gonna let people steamroll over me. I'm gonna, in a very nice way, just say that's not working for me. That's what keeps coming to my intuitive channel, Sandy. Okay, all right, sweetheart. I hope you feel better. Let us know how you're doing. Okay. All right, let's see. Okay, got 2 minutes left. Oh, Karen, I'm so sorry that all that crap is going on. your Aquarian daughter. Us Aquarians, we're definitely not easy people. Let's see. All right, Karen, I would suggest that you just tell your daughter, listen, this is a milestone, a beautiful time in your life. I know that there's a lot of outside noise going on. I know this stuff with dad sucks. I know that we were a little bit at odds, but you know what? It's a beautiful once in a lifetime thing that we're about to embark on. You're graduating. Let's just put things on a shelf for now. I love you. We're going to figure this out. Let's enjoy your graduation. Let's just be present with this and celebrate what you've accomplished. And all that other stuff will be there when we're done. But let's release it for now. Let's breathe and let's just enjoy it. Okay, sweetheart, I hope that helps. Okay, let's see. Okay, Christina, what about the people who are anti-woke and very vocal about it? You know what? I don't put my energy towards anything like that. Whenever I come across somebody who and it's very rare. I used to get that a lot back in the day. But I think I got it a lot back in the day because I wasn't steadily grounded in my confidence as much as I should have been. So once that all dissipated, I don't really run into a lot of people like that, but every now and then I do, and I don't give my energy to them. So I wouldn't, don't give your energy, Pamela, to people like that. Don't argue. It's like the politic rule, right? Like you know that you're on the complete opposite other spectrum of politics with somebody. Just avoid that conversation. Don't go to the grocery store. Don't go to the hardware store. They don't have milk there. So it's like, don't discuss it with them. And if they're vocal about it and they want to try to egg you on, you just remove, that's when you remove yourself from something like that. You're not going to argue. It's the same Think about it as politics. Don't go there. That's my best advice on that. All right, guys, it's the end of the show, which I don't know how that happens. It goes by so fast. And I want to thank each and every one of you for always joining me in the chat room and listening to the show. You're so well appreciated. And I'll see you back here next week. I hope all of you have an incredible rest of the week. And if you need me, you know that you could find me daily on 12listen.com. Take care, everybody.